Hi, and I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's video of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles, How to Retire Happily. So, one of the things that I realized over these holidays is that the digital stuff got quite quiet. I don't mean between friends and family, but all the rest. Boy, was that nice. So it occurred to me that a digital detox would be something to add on a regular basis. So why do that? Well, because it reduces stress and improves our overall well-being. What could be bad about that? And the studies actually show that we have more mental clarity when we're not relying on our devices. And our emotional relief that we get is really noticeable. So the first thing, if you want to join with me and take this on, is to think about what aspect of our digital lives do you want to detox from? Is it social media? Is it turning off your phone at certain times? Or merely just not watching or listening or reading the news? Those kind of things, group chats, any one of them can just pile on. So think about which one you'd like to detox from. And then set a clear intention. So, in other words, how long and when? So, when do you have your do not disturb set on your phone? How long do you want to not listen to the news? Tiffany Schlain, who's an artist in San Francisco, she takes her and her family take one day a week, a whole day, 24 hours, where the phones get put in a drawer and they don't turn any screen on. No iPads, no computers, no TV. And they've been doing this for years, and they say it's amazing. And whatever you decide, make it manageable. So if, for instance, you want to do something with your phone, well, make it overnight. See how that works. Or not checking the news. Try that for half a day or a day. And then see if you want to extend it. So, like most things, don't try and take on the whole thing all at once. Try a little bit and see how it feels. And then do some more. And if it does have something to do with your phone in particular, make sure you let people know so that they don't start worrying about you. Particularly those people that call or text you often. And then, with that time, fill it with activities that you enjoy. Maybe that journaling that I've talked about is something you want to take up. Well, that will be a good time when you're not on your phone or catching up on the news. Or that hike you wanted to take. Probably don't get cell reception there anyway, so great time to do that. So, whatever it is, add that to your schedule. when you're turning off your devices. And after you've done it, see what changes. How's your energy level? How's your mood? I bet you'll find a difference. I know I do. And when you've done it, consider doing it on a regular basis. So I hope you have a fulfilling and wonderful day with plenty of laughter. And don't forget, share with your friends who you think might enjoy this. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.